I'm getting competitive here now. Like, I'm urging you to donate to OzHarvest. We have partnered with OzHarvest for the ABC Giving Day today, and we have a target that we want to get to by 6 o'clock, which is 1 hour and 16 minutes away. And if we can get there, apparently I get to ring a bell, which I think is pretty exciting. Alana Roberts is the Victorian Engagement Manager for OzHarvest, down in the tally room, I think. Alana, hello.
Hello, thank you for having me.
I don't know if I can call it a tally room, but tell me, how is it going today down there?
We've been absolutely blown away by the support. It's been incredible to see our volunteers are loving every time the phone rings. It's a bit of a competition who can jump in first to get the call and who can raise the most funds within the tally room.
And so where are we sitting right now?
We are currently on $221,588.
Right. And so we want to get to 250 by 6 p.m.
We would love to get to 250 because that would be 500,000 meals that we can deliver to Victorians in need.
500,000 meals. That is really something, isn't it?
It really is. And I just want to say a big thank you to everyone who has called up or donated online. We are just so, so grateful for everyone's support.
So just give us a sense, Alana, of the people who this helps. It's a dollar that gives you two meals. And who is eating those meals?
Yeah, so we in Victoria, we have a range of charities. We have over 150 charities across the state that we donate food to free of charge. So we have a whole heap of different charities that do a range of services. Some might help people in schools. Others might be a domestic violence shelter. We have soup vans. We have charities that have people living on site. And the people that we're servicing also, due to the cost of living, what we're seeing at the moment is actually people who are employed or have someone in their household who is employed. So food insecurity can be a bit of a hidden problem in Australia. And that's why we're making sure that food is delivered free of charge around the state.
Alana, you do an amazing job. So let's hope that people are rallying to the cause. I've got this text saying, donate, donate, donate. Did my head in, so I did call in to donate. That is fantastic. That is exactly what we want. We've got about 28,500 that we need to raise in the next hour and 15. Alana will touch base with you a little later in the program.
Thank you. We're so grateful.
So you can call OzHarvest, 9999 5077, or you can go to abc.net.au/VicGives. But it is a fantastic cause. We only have an hour and just under 15 minutes to go. So see if we can raise that $28,500 that will get us to that tally. But talking about all the stuff that OzHarvest does, it's not just about ensuring that people have got meals. They also run a program called FEAST. It stands for Food Education and Sustainability Training. It's a 10-week education program for primary and high schools. Thomas Wood is a teacher at St. Louis in Aspendale who joins us in the studio to tell us a bit about it. He runs the FEAST class there. Hello.
Hello, Ali. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having us.
And Kathy Goodman, Year 6 student at St. Louis Aspendale. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Ali. It's really great to be here.
I am assuming you have done the course or you are in the middle of the course?
We're just starting it. We've already done like three meals already, so it's awesome.
So what does it teach you?
It teaches us that food waste is a really important issue, and that we need to stop wasting food in like fridges, because there's lots of food like lettuce and bananas and stuff that would just go to waste it when they get like a bruise or a bump or something.
So it helps you to sort of think, no, I don't need to throw that out. I can eat that.
Yeah, definitely.
Does it help you cook?
Oh, yeah. Gives us loads of different ideas to make foods. Like, we made dip with flatbreads and banana pancakes and loads of other things.
What? And all at school, in class time?
Yeah, we have this block in the day where we go to the STEM room and cook up an amazing meal.
It sounds pretty good, Thompson Wood. That's not a bad thing, is it, for a school kid to be doing?
It's not a bad thing at all, yeah. So I'm the STEM teacher at St. Louis, and we were actually situated in Aspendale, so southeast suburbs of Melbourne, and we've got quite a good sustainability precinct as it is, but we were always looking for something for our fives and sixes that was part of their legacy planning as they were heading towards high school. and at the same time exposing them to real life issues, because part of my STEM program is about action, about taking action. So yeah, we came across the Oz Harvest Feast program about 5 years ago. I've been running it for 5 years. We've had a few adaptations, but yeah, the kids seem to really enjoy it, and it's the thing that they kind of hold out for at the end of year six.
So it's 10 weeks. What are the sort of, you know, what are the KPIs when you come out the other end?
So fundamentally, like, there's a theoretical component, so understanding the statistics around food waste in Australia, understanding that there is an abundant amount of food for everybody, but yet there are many that suffer food insecurities, and at the same time building those key skills within our students so that they're able to feed themselves, and they're able to, one of the principles of the Oz Harvest program is use it up, so they're able to go to their pantry or go to their fridge and find things that they would otherwise throw away, just because, as Kathy said, it's bruised or it looks slightly best, it would past its best.
And is year six the sort of the right age group to be teaching this?
Yeah, so as I say, I mean, our three and fours do a garden to kitchen program, so they grow their own produce and then cook from that. And so then this is a kind of a follow-on from that. And it's good because I think they understand the severity of it. It aligns really nicely with a lot of the principles that we have within our school. We do a lot with our Catholic social teaching. And it fundamentally, it's about equal opportunity and equity for all. And so, yeah, food insecurity is an issue that we have to address. And so for our students to be able to take action is really important.
Do you also, though, is it the sort of skill that you learn that if you do fall on times where you don't have a lot of money and you sort of, you're getting to the end of the week, it's a way of feeding yourself in a very affordable manner?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. I mean, we, with the students, we actually look at the metrics around how much it costs per serving, how many people it serves, what ingredients it actually relies upon. A lot of those ingredients are ingredients that are, you know, the things that we have in our pantries anyway, and then the additional components of, like, bananas, and yeah, and they're simple five-step kind of recipes. It's a brilliant, you can actually search online and you can find often the PDF of the hot recipes and the cold recipes that Oz Harvest have designed, and they are hugely accessible. So we encourage anyone to look that up and look at the programs that are happening online, and do that with your children at home. I do it with my 2 and 3, 2 and 4 year old at home. So
that's, yeah, brave.
It is brave. Yeah, it is brave.
Kathy, tell me, what's your favorite thing to cook?
Oh, I really like making dumplings at home. We have this, we normally put, like, pork and garlic chives and cabbage in them, but one time we had loads of apples in the freezer, so we thought, why not make apple pie dumplings or something nice after dinner?
And they were nice?
Yeah, they were great. they were a big hit when we made them at the big family holiday.
So tell me, what do you think the most useful skill that you've learned is?
Oh, definitely, just, like, how to handle, like, hot objects safely, because, like, it would be great if, like, you're just cooking at home or, like, you're camping underneath the stars. It's, like, easier to keep safe while cooking and exploring new ways to use up foods that would normally go to waste.
And I've been told to ask you, can your sister cook?
Yeah, we normally, like, cook things together, but I like to think that I'm a bit better than her, but I know she might say otherwise.
It's a little bit of competition there for, yeah, you. So Thompson, do you, how did you find your way to Feast, or did they find you?
So it was actually a colleague that came to our school, who actually runs our sustainability program now, and she kind of pushed it under my nose and knew how willing I was to take on new programs, particularly ones that had purpose. And so, yeah, this was about 5 years ago. And interestingly enough, Ali, it came out the back of COVID. So we did the first one online. So we were kind of cooking with the students in their own kitchens whilst we were modelling it in our kind of digital space. And we, that resonated. And that was the thing that was spoken about a lot post that experience. And so we knew that we had to bring it back in. And so, yeah, so for the last 4 or 5 years, and we've adapted it slightly, as we would have seen last week. So we were fortunate enough to have Alana and Lucy come, and Anne-Marie Hermans, the Shadow Education Secretary, came last week to see what it was that we did in the room. And we end up with a MasterChef competition at the end, where the students actually provide ingredients from home and they design their own recipes, and then they combine those ingredients to create and to present. And we know that within the room, and Kathy will...
Were you part of that, Kathy?
We're going to do one at the end of this year, okay. So we're really looking forward to it.
What are you going to cook?
Oh, I haven't really thought about that yet. Definitely, like, something that uses, like, the top 5 wasted foods. So, like, maybe something with bananas or bread or cheese or... packaged salad.
Okay. So bananas is a real thing.
Bananas is a real thing. And yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Yeah, freeze them, smoothies.
Yeah.
You know, they can be reused as we all try to do. So yeah, and interestingly, as Kathy's dad looks upon us, he trained under Michelle Roux as a Michelin star. So he worked in Michelin star restaurants.
Wow.
So we've had, that's the other thing, is it the outreach to parents. You see such traction with parents coming into the space. And it's so nice when they're transitioning to high school, and we know that we lose them a little bit in high school because they're a little bit more distant, they're a little bit more independent, they do things on their own, we don't get those same opportunities. So for all those parents to be able to come in and work alongside their children and see what skills we're developing in them is just such a beautiful aspect of it as well.
Well, it's a great program. It's really good to hear about it. So thank you both of you for coming in, and good luck when it comes to the MasterChef style competition, Kathy, at the end of the year.
Oh, thanks. I really hope we win.
That's Thompson Wood there, who's a teacher at St. Louis Aspendale, and Kathy Goodman, a year six student, just learning about that program that's run by OzHarvest, OzHarvest being our partner here at ABC Give. So if you would like to donate, and I urge you to donate, it is $1, gives you two meals, and we need to try and get, well, we're trying to get to $250,000 by 6 o'clock tonight. So you can call OzHarvest 9999 5077, or you can go to abc.net.au/VicGives.